Fred Herman, college class of 69. I was a history major at Penn. I think I always was enamored with the university from the time I was about 12 years old. I do have some memories. The first time I was at Franklin Field, I believe it was about 1960. I was in eighth grade. My Y group from South Jersey went there, and we played Lafayette, and we won the game, which in those days was very unusual because the football team wasn't very good until, I think, the 70s. But I fell in love with the university at that point. I remember when I was in high school, I used to come over and walk around the campus. And then I got early admission. I think I was the first class that they had early admission in 1964, 1965. And I had four wonderful years here at the university. As I said, I majored in history. I had some wonderful history professors, Dr. Wallace Davies, who's an American historian, who had been a student of Arthur Schlesinger Sr. at Harvard, was one of my favorite professors. And he gave marvelous lectures. I had him for the introductory course, and I also had him for intellectual history. And I remember in those courses, some of his lectures were just classics. They were more fun than watching television. But he had one particular lecture on Andrew Jackson, which I'll never forget. And there were a lot of students that would come to that lecture who weren't even in the class because it was so great. And I remember he started the lecture by saying that if you paid attention to Hollywood, you could think of Andrew Jackson as a cross between Ben-Hur and Michelangelo. And the reason he said that was that Charlton Heston had played all the characters in the movies. And he had another marvelous lecture, I recall, about Mary Baker Eddy. And that was a fantastic lecture as well. Another great professor I had in history was Dr. Alexander Ryazanovsky, who was a Russian historian, who I believe has retired at this point. Dr. Davies passed away. But Dr. Ryazanovsky was fantastic. And one of the things I recall that he had said that I never forgot was he said, you might not remember anything that you learned in this course. He said, but someday, 10, 20 years from now, you might be in a bookstore, and you'll take down a book and you'll look at it if it's a Russian history book. And then I succeeded in what I tried to do. Well, I went on, I have a PhD in history. So I was that enamored in history, and I spent a career in government. But I've always been a big fan of the university from before I got here, while I was here, and I come back every year.